Some of you might know it at sight, others will recognize it when you hear the first few lines. And for some of you it's new, congratulations. You're about to get to know one of the great arias of the coloratura soprano in operatic literature. This has been sung by all the great divas, right down the line. The most memorable of which in my mind is Maria Callas, the great singing actress, acting singer, who was probably the greatest master of her stagecraft in the theater, spinning a web of capturing an audience. She was legendary for that. And this particular aria was a vehicle of hers for that. Now, Callas did not invent the inner game of singing, neither did Lamperti. But I think Lamperti expressed those feelings the best. One more reading. I have to share these with you because they're so great. You know, I read this stuff when I was studying voice years ago. It didn't mean a thing to me. I read it, I said, yeah, so. But coming back to these texts after, oh, let's not talk about how many years of singing. Suddenly, through my experience and reading this again, it all starts to make sense. And it is so like the inner game, like that famous book about the inner game of tennis. It's, you know, the getting ready thing. So, here is from Vocal Wisdom of Lamperti, The Soul of a Singer. The soul of a singer demands technique of both voice and breath before it will emerge as tone. Intense vibration and adequate energy must be ever available. Overtones are its colors, rhythm, its heartbeat, resonance, its body, vowels, the forms it assumes, consonants are its hands, emotion is its life's blood, imagination its eyes and ears, thought, its feet, desire, its wings, melody is its language. The soul of the singer is the subconscious self.